Hallelujah. Clap your hands now for Jesus. Clap your hands for Jesus. You are standing here, you are sitting here on a restoration ministry. If this is restoration ministry, you must be restored. Anybody here, the enemy has scattered your ministry. Scattered your business. Scattered your marriage. Scattered your life. Scattered your family. As you step here, there shall be restoration. This God we serve works by principle. If you don't understand Him, you will be walking with Him and you will just be confused every day. This is a God that knows everything. He knows. Doesn't He know who they deal with you? Doesn't He know you are sick? Doesn't He know that you need money? Brother, you don't hold up to now, no wife. Doesn't He know that you need wife? You go school finish, you don't fit get work. Doesn't He know that you need a job? And yet, every day you dey go church. You dey go church now. Praise God. But still, didn't He know that that man by the pool of Bethesda, 38 years, the man of Iwaka, when Jesus went, Jesus knows he said, in the cripple. He still went to him and said, will thou be made whole? Will thou be made whole? Another time, blood Bartimaeus, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus still came, see blind man. What do you want me to do for you? Because it was not the prayer, it's not a prayer point. Jesus, have mercy on me. It's not prayer point. You never talk the thing when they worry you. Now mercy you want, and mercy in which area? People don't know how to pray. And don't go to a church and depend on only the pronouncement from the pulpit. And when you go before a prophet for counseling, there are some prophets that will not allow you to talk. Immediately you enter, finish. He will discern you from the day you were born, from the day you will die. But the real reason why you come, he never talk him. And then you will stand up. Then some people will go out, then they vex. You not talk the one where the area where they up tonight, talk all that things. You not talk the one where they worry me. If you not talk, you know if you talk. Amen. If I were you, if I go and meet any prophet, they say, prophet, okay, thank you. All the one where you see now correct. But see the one where really, really bring me come. I want to know why. As I find rich, young girl like me, up to now. Like, yeah, people, they come meet me. You know some people that have problems with that. As they find rich, now all these Agbero kind of people, they come meet them. Maybe they cause the Holy Ghost fire. This guy will go marry. So God wants you to be specific. That's why if you observe, anytime I lead prayers, especially during our vigil here, I will always ask you, give you time to tell the Lord why you are here. It's an opportunity for you to give voice to what you want God to do for you. It's not enough. Don't keep it in your heart. You certainly left your house. You came here. There is a reason you came. Some of you came just to confirm what you had. Praise the Lord. Of course, some don't get anything to do. They see everybody, they walk up on this and they say, what did they go to there? They can follow them and go. Those ones, they don't get the reason to come. Just a while away time. You are welcome in Jesus' name. But somebody here, you have determined, I must this situation must change. Which situation? Tell her. Somebody sent me a mail. Maybe you are watching me or you are here. And you said, can somebody who has received the baptism of the Holy Ghost still have foundational problem? And I understand that last Friday, I was not here. And I understand that that is what you faced. Foundational cause. Maybe that is what the person saw and is asking that question. Can somebody who has received the Holy Ghost see her foundational problem? This is what the prophet of God to this generation, William Marion Branham, said. He said, you can even have the Holy Ghost and run mad. He said, because the Holy Ghost has to do with your soul. But all other problems you have to do with your flesh. The Holy Ghost is interested in your soul. That is why there is the physical prosperity and there is also the prosperity of the soul. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper even as thy soul prospereth. So there is also the prosperity of the soul. And that has nothing to do with what you go through. And remember, the Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So to start with, he called you my people. So as far as your salvation is concerned, it is said to God call you his own. And you cannot be his own except you are saved. So when he said my people, it means concerning your sonship, it is settled. But they are his people, but they are destroyed. And the reason he says, because of lack of knowledge. And let me quickly tell you, as Christians, so that you don't ever make this mistake, that when you become a Christian, you have been transferred from a kingdom to another kingdom. From a kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God. And when you leave the kingdom of darkness, you become an enemy of where you have left. There are some of you here that after you saw the light, God showed you where you should be spiritually, a place of worship, and then you leave your church. As soon as you leave your church, those wicked pastors will begin to declare battle against you. They will begin to tell you, unless you come back, you will not prosper. They will sit down and then lay curse and organize wicked prayer against you. Why? Simply because you have seen something better and you have moved there. So also it is. When the Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Who are the we? We are the children of the light. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. There are powers, spiritual wickedness, principalities and powers, demonic kingdom that fight you the day you declare for Jesus. But he also knowing that, amen, he gave us the overcoming power. Before Satan can get you, there is something he will use to accuse you. And something he uses to accuse you. That's why he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And something he used to accuse you. So, your deliverance from that foundational problem starts first and foremost that you can look all around you and say, Satan cannot accuse me of anything. And the reason why he cannot accuse you of anything is because you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, signified by that city of refuge we see in the book of Leviticus, that God told Moses when they reached the promised land, he should set aside 6 cities that shall be called the cities of refuge. If for any reason a Jew kills anybody by mistake, otherwise, the law of do me, I do you, God no vex. A tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye, life for life. You kill my mother, I kill you. It's a law in Israel. But he knows that there are some people that we kill not intentionally. So that the matter can be judged. He set aside city. So what you're supposed to do is, once you commit any such act, the avenger of blood is pursuing you. If you can run and just cross the borders into the city of refuge, anyone, the nearest one to you, the law says the man cannot cross there and touch you until the matter is solved. And our city of refuge is the blood of Jesus Christ. It's no Brother Assembly Church. It's not your church where you attend. Those of you who carry your church on your head. No church can save anybody. If not, that man was wearing apron of his church, where they told him there is protection in wearing an apron. And those robbers shot him with his apron. The bullet passed through that apron and killed him. And they collected the money and ran away. And people should know that that is God's own way of also saying that protection is in no order. For salvation is in no order than we are. The Lord Jesus Christ is our Redeemer. He's our protection. Any attempt to shift your attention from the blood of Jesus Christ that made a way for us into any other form of protection, Apostle Paul called it another gospel. It's not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Protection is not in any other thing than that blood of Jesus. Why the blood of Jesus? Because it is the blood of Jesus Christ that takes away our sin. Behold the Lamb of God. John 1:29 says so. That taken away the sin of the world. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's why Satan is manipulating us and dealing with us anyhow he likes. Because he knows we are under his control. Because of the shadow of sin upon every one of us. But Jesus Christ, through his blood, and wash away our sin. Until even before God, we stand now justified through that blood. He took all that Satan is accusing us of and nailed it to the cross of Calvary. You need to have that knowledge to know how to pray and possess your possession. And that blood can never lose its power. And you are to remain in the city of refuge according to the law until the high priest of that time is dead. But our high priest of our profession is who? Is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he came not in the order of Aaron. Hebrews chapter 6, Hebrews chapter 7 tells us that he came in the order of Melchizedek, a priest that abides forever. Our own high priest does not die. Therefore, if you remain in the city of refuge, he will never get you. The accuser can never get you. Because the high priest is still alive. And one interesting thing, you are to remain there until your matter is judged. And the Bible tells us, the judge, he said the Father judgeth no man, but he has committed all judgment to his Son. And so, who is the one that will judge the matter? Is the Lord Jesus Christ. And my Bible tells me in 1 John chapter 2, he said that Jesus Christ is our advocate. He's our lawyer. So when you go to a court and your lawyer is also the judge, it means the matter has been decided before it started. Victory is assured. That's why in First Corinthians, in Revelation chapter 12, that scripture verse 11 or so, that says we overcome the accuser of the brethren by what? The blood of the Lamb. And the word of our testimony. That is our lifestyle. Why? The blood of Jesus Christ washes our sin, and then there is nothing anymore the enemy can use to accuse us. That's why I love to sing that song. He said, they ask me why I'm happy, so I just tell them why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. Where are they? Underneath the blood. Oh, on the cross of Calvary. As far as far removed as that death is of God.
Oh, he's from God.
In the sea of God's faithfulness. That's good enough for me.
Oh,
praise God. My sins are gone.
Oh, we are on
it. We are on the knee of Lord.
Oh,
on the cross of Calvary.
That's where it is.
As far removed as that mess is from God.
Oh, he
hallelujah. He that sees the cross for me.
That's good enough.
That's good enough for me.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's why Christians, our symbol of our faith is the cross. That crucifix that you put as an emblem. Some of you put it in your neck. Some of you hang it in your car. Everybody hangs it. Even unbelievers hang it. Even prostitutes hang it on top of their bed. In the hotel room. Am I correct? Brothers? Yeah. Have you seen one before? Confirm revelation now. You never see anyone before? For prostitute room. In a hotel. On top like this. She put a sticker there. God is a silent listener to every conversation in this room. And who has ever seen that sticker for prostitute room? Look at you. See them. They don't want to talk. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you something. That I was standing here one day and the Lord was revealing to me how the enemy was demanding that a particular person should pay him 1,000 naira that was used in the initiation. Now that you say you are a Christian, they say, pay me back the money. Pay me back the money. Pay me back my money. I was seeing that in the spirit. I think the woman came out. Praise the Lord. He said they sent that from the village, that they said the spirit, he said, that thing that they used in initiating her, 1,000 naira, they should bring it. The truth is this. Is it that woman that initiated herself? Did she know when it was done? Praise the Lord. Why are they holding her guilty? But even if she's the one that did it, hallelujah. And the enemy is saying, you must pay, you must pay, you must pay whatever I owe. See, the wages of sin is what? Is death. Death was written upon every human being. Including you listening to me now. But the debt that I could not pay, Jesus Christ paid it on the cross of Calvary. You need that revelation. The song that says, I hear that Savior say, thy strength is for. Child of we, let's watch and pray. Find in me
thy body on.
Hallelujah.
Jesus paid it all.
He paid it all.
Sin I've left, I've been in pain. He was she cried out.
That's why that song that I gave says, on the hills
far away,
through the veil, rock at the cross.
An emblem,
it's the emblem of suffering and shame. Oh,
I love
that old cross.
Where the dearest I'm led, for a world of lost sin I was led.
Hallelujah!
Oh, I cherish.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Why I'm saying all this, to let you know where you are when you become a Christian. That's why he said there is therefore now no condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus. You can't be condemned again. When the Son of Man will make you free, you shall be free indeed. Oh yes. And so with this knowledge, you cannot possess your possession. With this knowledge, you cannot go to that shrine and speak to that shrine. Don't just sit down and say, because hey, I'm born again now, so automatically the thing should go. No. God himself gave Canaan land to Israel. But watch the Bible. Every inch of land they took was through a battle. Every land they took, even where they are occupying now, they don't sleep with their two eyes. Watch and pray. We're here to possess our possession. That's why we have vigils. That's why we have prayer programs like this. That's why we go for deliverance. Deliverance is to enforce your fundamental right that you derive from the cross of Calvary. Only born again Christians are entitled to go for deliverance. You are still living in sin. Listen, he said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The word of our testimony there and the blood of the Lamb there. It's not blood of the Lamb. It's not when you go before a shrine, they say, I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. It can never work for you until you are under the blood. Until you're under the blood, you are pleading the blood of Jesus Christ in vain. You plead the blood of Jesus Christ, those demons on that shrine too will tell you, I plead the blood too. If that blood work for you, go work for me too. Prostitute like you. 419 like you. Fornicator like you. You are coming to plead blood upon me. And if the blood they work for you, they go work for me too. Blood of Jesus. He said, go say blood of Jesus. If you say Holy Ghost fire, he will go your business, rain fire for your business. Do me and do you. We are in the same terrain. Are we not all sinners? But when you are under the blood of Jesus Christ, it begins with that water baptism. It's so important. Satan knows the importance. And when you give your life to Christ and then you enter that water, you are identified with the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. When you enter, you have confessed that you are the reason Jesus Christ is on the cross on Calvary, and then you come to identify with that blood. You enter that water in the name of the Lord. You come out. You stand justified. Even God cannot see your sin anymore because he will only look at you through the crimson flow. He only looks at you through that precious blood of the Lamb. that was shed for the remission of our sin. When you enter that water and you come out, now you have a right to go and possess your possession. It is then you can say, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. It is then you can go and meet the minister of God. Join me to possess my possession. They know make I marry, na lie. They know make I born, na lie. It is written among the children of God, male or female, none shall be barren. They don't want me to be healed. Every time sickness, it is written by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am healed. He said, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. I have come to enforce my rights. That is why we go for prayers. That is why we go for vigil. That is why we go for deliverance. That's why I pity all these places that do deliverance without telling the people what they should do first before going for deliverance. And demons are shouting and they are thinking that is deliverance. Now lie. Follow all of them one by one. Tell me any babalawo. Before any babalawo can set you free from any problem, he does a negotiation with the spirit that is tormenting you. Nothing. Ask any real babalawo. You see them making invocation and incantation. It's okay. If you say, make I come up for here, what till you go take compensate me? Then you go say, okay, for in health, leave him. But go hold him money. So that the thing will bring and come with this, now in health. Since now in health, oh yeah, so that they no go say, I don't get power. Now leave his health alone. But go attack him money. Or now pikin dey fine. Why you block a womb now? Okay, let's negotiate. I go allow and get the pikin, but I go possess the pikin throughout. Go to use and they torment that family. You agree, say you don't get pikin. Burn the pikin, finish. You go to wonder where you get this one from. Hey, praise the Lord. You know they marry. Okay, let's negotiate. I go let her marry. But you go marry wicked man. Say you want marry. You don't do the sacrifice. Okay, let's negotiate. Everything. Okay, you want money. Let's negotiate. Okay, you go get the money. But you're not going to live past 40 years. You agree? Give him the money. Every deliverance you receive from Babalawo is negotiated deliverance. It's only Jesus, who the Son of Man has set free. He is free indeed. You are discharged and acquitted. Hey! I love him. I love him.
Because he was loved me and purchased my salvation.
Gone from my heart, now one and all is changed.
Now through the blood, I'm saved from all alarm. Down on the cross, my heart is bending low. That precious blood of Jesus makes me one. I know.
Hallelujah.
I love him.
Hallelujah.
I love him.
Oh, because he was loved me. And purchased my salvation. I am saved, whatever may be timing. I am saved, whoever may be lying. Oh yes, I am saved, as long as I abide. Oh, in the hallow,
in the
hallow, in the hallow,
in the hallow. Jesus.
Oh,
I am saved.
While
God himself doth hold me.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh,
all is dead.
There is not a friend,
oh, Jesus,
like the Lord
Jesus.
No loved one, no loved one, none else can heal all our
diseases.
No loved one, no loved one.
The son of the believer,
Jesus,
he knows
all about our trouble.
He knows.
He will.
He's not a friend like the lonely Jesus.
No, not one.
Oh, yes.
No, not one.
I have found a friend in Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
He's everything to me. He's the parent of 10,000 to my soul.
Oh, Shiloh.
He's a million of the valley. In him alone I see. All I need to please and make me fully whole.
Say somebody.
In sorrow
I confess.
In trouble is my state. He helps me
as
he
cares
for me to hold.
Hallelujah.
He's a healer of the valley.
Oh yeah.
The light of all himself. He's the parent of 10,000 to my soul.
Such love!
Such wondrous love! Such love!
Such love!
Such wondrous love!
Oh,
that God should love! I've seen a such a time. How wonderful is love!
Say, say!
Oh, such love!
Such love, such love, such love, such love, such love.
Oh yes,
I'm lost to love.
I
see the sunset.
Oh yes,
how wonderful is love.
Say it again, say it again.
Oh, such love,
such love, such love, such love,
such love.
Such love.
Hallelujah. Whatever is the condition you are in, that is our blessed assurance. Another song says, one sat alone,
oh, Jesus,
beside the highway, baby, beside the light,
the light he could not see,
he caught his wrath,
he caught his wrath,
and shivered in the
and
shadow,
and in the shadow,
and Jesus came,
and Jesus came,
and
hallelujah.
When Jesus comes, the temple's heart is broken.
He brought
it.
When Jesus comes,
all tears are wiped away.
All tears are wiped away.
Jesus
takes
the blue.
He takes the blue.
Until
the light is gone.
Say it again, say it again.
Hallelujah.
When
Jesus comes, the temple is broken.
When Jesus comes,
when Jesus
comes, all tears
are wiped away. All tears are wiped
away. Oh, Jesus takes the blue.
He takes the blue.
He fills my life with glory.
Oh,
all is dead now.
Jesus comes to say,
we be Brothers, hey, where could I go, brothers? Hallelujah. God bless you, be seated. Amen. Matthew 28 verse 19. To baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Correct water baptism is by immersion. Infant baptism is wrong. Sprinkling is wrong. Correct water baptism according to the scripture is to take somebody inside the water and baptize him in that name. And that name is the name of the Father. That same name is the name of the Son. That same name is the name of the Holy Ghost according to the Bible. And that name is what? And every baptism in the Bible is done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because that name Jesus is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Father is not the name. Son. Every son has a name. And the Son of God has a name. And the name of the Son of God is the name of his Father that his Father gave him. That is why I say all Trinitarians, they baptize wrongly. I'm a Bible teacher. So all those who do infant baptism is wrong. All, okay, so that so that I can just give you a picture, at least give you something to think. Now, deeper life, they baptize wrongly. Four square, they baptize wrongly. Assemblies of God baptizes wrongly. Catholics started the wrong baptism. Anglican, their sister, followed them. And I'm not belittling them. I'm here to preach. And I'm preaching. And God is no respecter of persons. If you are wrong, you are wrong. So challenge me. Not because I say you are wrong. But challenge me and prove to me that I am the one that is wrong. Then I will repent. If you show me. But I can show you that the name of the Father is Jesus. And that the name of the Son is Jesus. And the name of the Holy Ghost, according to the Bible, is Jesus. And that is what Jesus was telling his disciples to go and do. And those that he gave the commandment, they were his disciples. And when they went to carry it out, after Jesus has ascended, after the day of Pentecost, every baptism in the New Testament was done in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we are called unto adoption, full authority and power. And sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour. Gentle days will be over. Glory, hallelujah, to our God. Is the original life, the original life, the original sin, the original one.
It's what I believe.
Original Christianity.
The Son of Man is revealed. Last seven seals will be on them. The original.
Thank you.
The original seal.